Hello. Today we are looking at the teeth of an elephant that lived 40 million years in the past. As you know, teeth are the strongest substances in living things. The layer known as the enamel is stronger than diamond. Enamel is the strongest and hardest material in the world. That is why teeth fossilize easily and represent the most common of fossil remains. It is therefore easy to find fossil teeth from all kinds of living things. They can fossilize at once, and because they are very strong, it is hard for them to break or wear away. Let me now provide some brief facts about elephants. They are currently the heaviest animals on Earth, weighing between 5 and 8 tons. Now, how do we know that elephants were also living 40 million years ago? From fossils. We are looking at a fossilized elephant tooth dating back 40 million years. But there is one source of information that is open to everyone and easily accessible, even to children: Wikipedia on the internet. Wikipedia says that elephants are living things that have come down to the present day by evolving from their forebearers. Their ancestors, 37 million years ago, rather resembled the hippopotamus, it says. But the fossil we are showing now lived 40 million years ago. So, that is all a lie from the very first sentence. Look, this 40 million year old fossil is identical to the teeth of elephants living today. There is no need to invent mythical, hippo-like ancestors because the truth is right before our eyes. We find it already prepared for us beneath the ground. Paleontology unearths these billions of fossils already in waiting. What scientists have to do is examine them in an objective and bias-free manner. When we look at this tooth, we see it belonged to an elephant, identical to the elephants of today. And we can show people there is no difference and that nothing resembling evolution ever happened, inshallah. I mean, paleontology reveals the facts, and we tell them to people. There is a special sound frequency that elephants use to communicate with one another. Scientists reveal that elephants communicate using infrasound between 50 to 60 hertz over distances of more than 10 kilometers, which is most useful because elephants are usually spread across very wide distances, in Africa, for instance. And since they are unable to move very fast in the heat because of their great bulk, Allah has given them a means of communicating with other elephants from their own populations. Here we have an elephant tooth fossil, and science reveals that elephants communicate at a frequency of 50 to 60 hertz. An elephant's tusks continue to grow throughout their lives and have a structure that, unfortunately, leads them to being slaughtered for commercial reasons. In other words, they have two front teeth that are constantly growing. But what mind and wisdom ensures that while the front tusks keep on growing, the back teeth, like this one, do not keep on growing unchecked? In other words, to whom does the mind that installs information in their DNA to ensure that their tusks grow all the time, while the back teeth do not, belong? There is no doubt that it belongs to Almighty Allah. If the teeth were not of the requisite size, then it would be impossible for elephants to emit sounds at that frequency, and elephants would be unable to communicate. Contrary to the evolutionary nonsense on Wikipedia, paleontology reveals that elephants were the same 40 million years ago as they are today. Aksine, bugün paleontoloji 40 milyon yıl önce de fillerin günümüzdeki filler ile aynı olduğunu ortaya koymaktadır.